Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12, the visit of the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on the way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
And you'll be pleased to know that you can have a rest now. You have expended a lot of energy there, and special mention to the choir who have not only sung it this time, but have been practicing. So thank you so much. It's been fantastic. Now, I've got a question, and I can't see much, but I'd like an indication just by show of hands by way of answer. Could you indicate to me if you have ever seen a show on a Saturday evening or on iPlayer called Michael McIntyre's Big Show? Okay, a few people. Okay, so this is a show. It's hosted, you'll be surprised to know, by Michael McIntyre. And it's a kind of part variety show, part stand-up comedy. And one of the regular features of this show is a segment they have called The Unexpected Star. Now, the unexpected star is someone who has been nominated by family or friends to perform at the end of the show, completely unbeknownst to them. So they have no idea. They've no idea they've been nominated. In fact, they're not even at the theatre where the show is being filmed. They're going about their daily life, so they're being tricked into thinking that they are somewhere else, like maybe visiting the cinema, or maybe they're on a romantic weekend break, or maybe they've been called out on a job. And the London Palladium, where it's filmed, is always made up, given a facelift to look like something else. So before they know it, they find themselves on stage in front of 2,500 people at the London Palladium with Michael McIntyre being told that they're going to close the show with a song. So if you're struggling to kind of imagine how that could work, I've got a little clip for you to show. There's a girl on this clip, and she believes that she is away for a weekend break with her boyfriend at a hotel, which is actually the London Palladium, which she doesn't know that. So watch this short clip to get an idea.
Keep not working.
Okay, sir. Sorry, if you just pop back to reception.
Yeah.
And I'll get you a new one cut.
Thank you very much.
Okay. There's the key card.
Thanks very much.
There you go.
Thank you.
Lovely. It is a cozy room. However, the view is absolutely amazing. Oh.
View?
View's amazing.
Thank you.
Check it out.
It's cruel, doesn't it? That would be most people's version of their worst nightmare. The unexpected star is someone who's going about their own business. They're not a star in the conventional sense, so they've got no agent, they're not a celebrity, although they can sing, which is the good news. They're very good singers generally. And they find themselves caught up unexpectedly in this story that they just didn't expect. Now, the Christmas story, as we've been listening to tonight in these readings, is full of unexpected stars. People who find themselves caught up and invited into God's great plan. I want you to think about a few people we've heard about tonight. Think about Mary and Joseph, this young couple, Mary just a teenage girl, not married yet, ordinary people, not people of wealth and status you might expect, chosen and told they're going to carry, give birth to, and raise God's son, the Messiah. What a scandal. And think about the Magi, these men from the East, you know, complete outsiders to this story in every way imaginable. Different culture, different nationality, different language, even different religion. Yet they were the ones who anticipated and read the signs of the Messiah's birth. And they come and worship him and throw the original baby shower of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then think about the shepherds. Shepherds, the most ordinary salt of the earth folk, unskilled laborers, nobodies by the world's standards. Just out in their fields one night, and an angel appears to them, and they're the first people to hear about and to tell of the most important birth in history. Not kings, religious leaders, or even family members, maybe you'd expect to hear the news first. Shepherds, these ordinary folk. And then just think about Jesus himself, God's Messiah, came to bring hope to the whole world. But think about it, born into complete controversy right from the beginning, and he courted controversy through the rest of his life. Not born into luxury, the luxury of kings, but born in the only place that his parents could find a roof. I think when you hear the Christmas story year after year after year, you can kind of miss or forget something that's really central to the whole thing, and that's that Jesus, God with us, came in solidarity with the poor, with the forgotten, with those considered outsiders, and with just ordinary people. But more than that, God invites such people to be characters in the story itself, part of the plan, all of them unexpected stars. Now, if you've ever read anything of the Bible, none of that should really come as any sort of surprise, because that's just kind of God's modus operandi throughout the Bible. That's the way God works. He chooses the unlikeliest of people to be part of his story. And this Jesus we've read about grew up, and then he called another group of people, disciples, apprentices, you might want to say, to learn from him and to do the things that he did. And he didn't choose the best or the brightest or the elite. He called fishermen, people even considered traitors to his own people, tax collectors, questioners and doubters. And he chose this ragtag group of people and invited them into a new story, a new way of living, of God's kingdom of peace and love and forgiveness and compassion. And then we have Jesus in the last scene of his life, some of his final words to his disciples. And this is what he said to them. He said, "All of you now go into the whole world and invite everyone everywhere to be part of this great story too. Ordinary people, rich people, poor people, the forgotten, everyone is invited to be apprentices of the way of Jesus." And you know, millions of people today accept that same invitation. Millions of unexpected stars, people caught up in a story they never imagined, they never knew. story bigger than themselves. And I think for me personally, Christmas is a great time to stop and to hear that invitation again amidst all the noise, maybe for the first time, maybe for the thousandth time, that we're invited to be part of God's story. We have a part to play. And it starts with, as the carol says, preparing room in our hearts for Christ. Simply saying yes. And when we do that, we become part of a much bigger story, a new story, God's story of love and reconciliation with the whole world. At this point in our service, we're going to take a moment to reflect. We've sung a lot, we've heard a lot, and it's just a chance to really to quiet ourselves and to pray and respond maybe to what we've heard. And perhaps for you, this is a really busy season, the Christmas period. And maybe you'd just like to stop for a moment and say once again, or maybe for the first time, yes, to playing your part in God's great story of love for the world, of love and grace and compassion. But also to take an opportunity to pray for others. Maybe you'd like to pray for others that they would know God with them this Christmas time. Or maybe that they'd know a bigger story that they can be part of too, God's story of hope for the world. So on the table in front of us here, we've got some candles lit around the outside, and then some wonderful people have made a star with tea lights in the middle. And we're going to listen to a song. There's going to be a song playing and some images on the screen. And while that's happening, if you'd like to, there's no obligation to. It's just an invitation. If you'd like to come up and light a candle, maybe off one of the other candles, and place it back on the table, maybe for yourself, maybe on behalf of someone else. But lighting a candle is just a simple act. There's nothing special about them. It's just a simple sign of intent before God. So we're going to listen to this song. And if you prefer to stay in your seat, that's fine. But you're most welcome to come up during this song and light a candle. And after that, Hazel is going to come forward and lead us in a short time of prayer.